Hello, hello. This is Heather McAllister. Welcome to the Midlife Reboot podcast. So, wanted to give you a heads up. I did change my name of the podcast, and I've been MIA for the past couple of months. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. This podcast is going to be about the mistakes that I made in my 40s and the things that I learned to help you navigate midlife better, make better decisions, and hopefully in a faster pace and wasting less time than I did. So what's been going on with me? So just a little update. Last year, as you probably know, if you've listened to my podcasts, I had COVID in September and it like totally threw me off my game. It threw me off my health wise, just a lot going on physically in my body, and life just got really, really busy. I started to make some shifts in my business as well, from primarily a weight loss coach to a midlife coach, which is and always has been the focus of my business, but I'm not sure it was quite clear. So I've been working really on clearing up my messaging so that I can just better represent what it is that I do as a coach and how I can help midlife women with this podcast. So it is the Midlife Reboot podcast because I want to help women in midlife kind of get over the suffering and the challenges and all the things that I dealt with and still deal with. But I want to mainly kind of share my insights, help you all out there if you are in midlife, if you're struggling, if you're feeling stuck. There's a lot of things that come up in midlife. So that's really where this podcast is going to go, and my coaching as well. So my coaching, which is, you know, midlife coaching for women, is a little more generalized. It's not just about weight loss. It's about a whole lot more than that, because I do believe that health is probably the basis of, you know, everything that we do in life. But how we look at the world, the decisions we make, how we think, our mindset, our beliefs, all of that other stuff probably impacts how we commit, pursue, and how we then change our lives and see results in our lives. So, you know, a lot of times people will think that our weight loss goals are just, you know, me telling them what to eat and, you know, how much to exercise. And while some of that strategy can be helpful, really there's the things that are most important are, you know, the things that are going on inside our mind and our mind and our brain and how we're making decisions and showing up in the world. So that's really what the midlife coaching is all about, in helping women navigate the challenges of midlife. This is a period of time where we naturally are kind of reflecting and looking back at our lives and looking forward at the same time and seeing what we want out of life. So that's what I want to help you with. So I am officially welcoming you to the Midlife Reboot podcast. And I'm Heather McAllister, a midlife coach and your host, as we dive into the world of midlife and explore all the opportunities and challenges that come with this exciting phase of life. It is exciting, it can be exciting, and I am excited to share my insights and help you kind of create and redesign what it means to be and what it feels like being a woman in midlife. And this podcast is for you if you're a woman and you're in or approaching midlife and you want to level up. You want to find your purpose. You want to live your best life, whether that is feeling healthier, feeling better in your body, finding more satisfaction in life, letting go of the crap that's been holding you back, getting over yourself, all of those things. So today I thought it would be a great time to kind of talk to you about what brought me here, and a little bit about kind of my journey in my 40s. What brought me to coaching from my career in healthcare, And I figured that would be a great way to start because it's a little bit of insight into some of the things that we're going to talk about and actually some of the insights that I've gained through this process, which I think can be really, really helpful. So hopefully if maybe you take something away from this, one of these insights can, you know, make your transformation even faster than mine. So that is my wish for you. Okay. So if you don't know anything about me, my name is Heather McAllister and I am a life and health coach and officially a midlife coach. So specifically, I work with women in midlife on helping them navigate the changes of midlife to live a happier, more passion-filled, purpose-filled life. So we solve all the problems together to feel better, look better, meet all the goals, all that. So what got me there? So my 40s in general really was me like throwing spaghetti at the wall. I turned 40, and while I had so many things in my life to be happy about and grateful for, I really felt this thing was missing. And I was doing a lot of searching in my 40s for what I wanted, what was going to fill that sort of emptiness. And I was, you know, essentially burnt out with my job. I wasn't 100% happy with having a boss that kind of controlled my future, or at least so I thought. Plus, I really, you know, in the corporate world, there's little flexibility. Even though my job allowed me to work part-time, so I was able to continue working, I was still choosing between my kids and my job as far as progressing. And what I didn't really know at the time, well, of course, my kids came first. Like that was a no-brainer for me. And everybody has a different feeling on this, a different choice. I always wanted to be available to my kids. They were always going to be my top priority. I didn't want them in daycare all the time and that sort of thing. And I wanted to be home for them, and I wanted to have the flexibility to make it to, you know, after school activities or sports or whatever, which kind of was available at my job. But the problem was that when in my type of work, and for a lot of people that work in corporate jobs, if you're constantly choosing your kids or your family life or your health even over your job, you are sort of labeled as somebody who's not quite making your job your priority. And so you don't get chosen to level up. And leveling up for me was really important. It's just I'm motivated by, you know, novelty and growing and improving and taking on more and all of that. And I was just feeling really bored, honestly. And I felt stifled. And it was kind of like either I was at home being a mom and just sort of going through the paces of, you know, earning a paycheck, or I'd have to like go to work and it be my priority, which just was not going to work in my life. So that was me not being 100% happy about my job. I was getting burnt out. So, you know, there have been quite a few times that I actually left my position because just emotionally I was drained. A lot of reasons for that, another episode. But one of the things that I chose to do was to go back to school. And I spent a few years actually obtaining my graduate degree. I got an MBA, and it must have been within the same month or right around the time that I actually finished my business degree that I joined an MLM. And I completely disregarded all of that education that I got and earned through my MBA. So, you know, at the time I didn't really question it, but now when I look back, why did I do that? And when I think back to my decision of going back to school and getting my graduate degree, it really had nothing to do with what I wanted. I knew I wanted something, but I didn't at the time have the insight to know what that something was that I really wanted and what was really, truly empty within myself. And that's where now I'm like, oh, if I only had a coach back then, if I only had somebody helping me make a better decision, not giving me the answer, but walking me through the process of thought that would have made more sense for who I am, knowing myself better. School was all I knew. I felt empty. I knew school was challenging. I actually really love school. One of my strengths as a person is somebody who loves to learn. So school was definitely making that choice for me. But I got a little distracted because my computer screen just totally shut off. All the things that happen. I really didn't put a lot of thought into why I wanted to get my MBA. I knew I wasn't happy with my job. I thought getting a graduate degree would open up doors for me. That's what I thought, actually. That was my process at the time. And education is always good, but that was a whole lot of time I spent getting a degree that I don't even need. Honestly, yeah, it might have developed my brain a little bit. I mean, there are a lot of things you can do with an MBA. I didn't need it. And I joined an MLM. And I was so excited about this business. This lit me up. And there were two things that I loved about the MLM. One were the people that I was surrounded by. I started a business with Rodan and Fields, and I loved the people. Like, I loved the ladies. I loved the camaraderie. I just, you know, it was just such a positive environment. It was fun. I loved the idea that I could call the shots, have my own business, and still be a mom. And there were a lot of things that didn't work out for me in that business. But that right there, that little piece of insight, I was really excited by the freedom. Didn't really pick up on that. And I thought this was my only way out was through my MLM. So I disregarded my MBA, started the MLM, and that kind of started me on the road through lots of trial and error and, you know, lots of failure, a lot of learning lessons. I would say, yes, my MLM journey was pretty much a failure as far as building a business for myself, but I learned a lot. It just took me a long time to learn the lessons about myself. But what it did do for me is I dove into, this personal development because I was really trying to figure out what was getting in my way. Why was I having such a hard time, you know, building this MLM business? There were a lot of reasons for it. And ultimately for me, it just wasn't a business for me. It just really, you know, when you boil it down to what the business concept is and everything about it, it really just wasn't for me. I didn't really want to sell products and all of that. So, you know, I learned that along the way, but there were so many years that I spent pursuing something that just wasn't quite what I wanted. I did learn that, you know, it's great to be courageous and it's okay to fail and so many awesome lessons learned along the way. But it did take me, you know, quite a long time to learn these lessons. So I made two major life decisions in my 40s that were not in alignment with who I wanted to be. And at that time, I didn't know it. And those two decisions were going back to school, getting my MBA, and then joining an MLM. And because there were just parts of me, blind spots and lack of insight into who I was and what I wanted, I wasn't happy and I wasn't succeeding. And these same decisions are decisions like I made in my 20s. So these are patterns. I ignored very important parts of myself. And I was also often making decisions, which I'm going to get into later, from really a mindset of scarcity. So one of the take-home messages that I have here is that when we're making decisions from a place that's not truly in alignment with what we value in our hearts, we are bound to be unsatisfied with it. So I was making decisions for many reasons, but a lot of them weren't really looking at or taking into account what I really truly wanted. And I never did that deep work to figure that out. You know, part of my career choice as, you know, a decision that I made when I was 18 years old was, yes, I wanted to own my own business. And that's something I kind of lost touch with. I always knew that that was there. It was always something that I wanted. I just really didn't give it enough importance in my life or enough effort. I let circumstances get in the way. I made a lot of wrong choices, I guess you could say, but all of them are leading to a good place. So I guess lessons learned. Again, I'm just hoping to give you this insight now. So maybe, you know, cut 10 years off of the learning process. But one of the things that I really, really value is freedom. I value personal growth and being challenged. I also value doing something that's meaningful and good in the world. I need to feel that. So those are really three things that are really, really, really important to me. And when I put those things, or when I give those things that are important to me value or credit when I'm making my decisions, it makes my decision making so much better. So I'm making better decisions based on what I know is important to me. It's also really made making decisions in this part of my life, you know, not even related to career or professions, business, all of that, just what I do with my time. You know, there are things that are really important to me, and I always keep those things top of my priority list when I'm deciding what I'm spending my time doing, because I've spent a lot of time doing things that really aren't that important to me for other reasons, like pleasing other people, even impressing other people. I don't know why. I guess, you know, just caring too much about what other people think or pleasing people, that kind of thing. But when I really prioritize in my mind what is truly the most important things to me, am I making decisions that are in alignment with that? Because that's what's going to make me the happiest and the most fulfilled. So health is a priority. My family is a priority. And as far as, you know, the things that I do as a profession, I value freedom quite a bit and the opportunity to grow and be challenged and to do meaningful work in the world. So again, what I'm getting to here is that, you know, when I made decisions that weren't in alignment with what I valued for all of those years, I neglected my top values and I wasn't happy and I wasn't succeeding. And I think that in our 40s, ladies out there, it's natural for us to start looking back at the things that that no longer make us happy, because sometimes we get so busy in our 20s and 30s to just sort of do the things that we set out to do, whether it is to advance in our career and we just sort of make our career our to-do list. Like, I've got to just put in the time, I've got to hustle, whatever, make the money. And then if we have a family and that becomes a priority, you know, we just lose sight sometimes, haven't even ever thought about what is it that we want to do differently? What do I want my life to look like moving forward? And I think in our 40s, we start to do that naturally because, you know, our kids are getting a little bit older. And we start to notice when we're not happy with something that we've been doing. And we kind of, at least for me, kind of got to the point where I'm like, I am done doing work for someone who doesn't value me. You know, I just started to get to that point where I've done this enough where I'm like, okay, I'm admitting to myself at this point, I am not happy with this. And I need to do something about it. So something needs to change. And that for me happened in my 40s. I guess everybody, that might happen at a different time, but I do feel like midlife is sort of that natural point because we have a lot on our plates. We tend to want to do everything for everyone else, right? But as our kids get older and we're looking at retirement, if we're living our life you know, in our 40s, where we can't wait until we're 65 or however old it is for us to retire. I mean, that's just really sad. It's just wishing away our lives. So I feel like in our 40s, we kind of get to that point. I'm like, what do I, you know, I want to live a great life, right? This is also a time where our health can become a problem. You know, when people say I woke up with aches and pains in my 40s, right? Things aren't the same in my body as it was. Well, that's true. And if we're not taking care of ourselves naturally in our 40s, this starts to show up with chronic problems, high blood pressure, you know, weight loss resistance and all of that. So this is a natural turning point, I think, in our lives. And my screen went blank again. It is definitely a natural point in our lives for us to be looking at all of these things. And I want to help you with that. So those are some of the lessons that I learned in my 40s as far as making career choices and life choices and really being in alignment with our value system. So another big mindset shift here that I think is really important to talk about, and I kind of touched on it a little bit, but women, us women, ladies in midlife, as moms, as daughters, as colleagues, coworkers, workers, maybe even bosses out there, we're always putting our needs last. And some of that is our culture and society. Some of it is the way we've been brought up. And there is definitely a belief and an expectation for women to kind of take care of everything and to be the good girl and to put your needs last and all of that. Well, I want to tell you, and I feel very strongly about this, when you put your needs last, you're not helping anyone. And I really want that to sink in for you. If your health is last, if you're not getting in your exercise that you know you need, if you're not getting in the time to cook good meals, you know, and you're doing takeout every night and you know that this isn't good for you, but you're not making the time, number one, that's a choice. But your needs matter. You can't be there for anyone if you're not healthy, if you don't have energy, if you're like, you know, living on your last nerve, you're not helping anyone. You know, don't be the martyr. You have to take care of yourself. And I really want that to sink in here because I think we often feel like we have to muscle through, we have to hustle, our needs are last, everything else is more important. We have to pay our bills. And I get that. Our kids do come first. We do have to pay the bills. We got to keep the lights on. We have to do whatever it is that we need to do to provide and to be, you know, be there for everyone, be the thing for everyone. I mean, not only as women now, we're expected to, you know, be everything that the, you know, the 50s housewife was plus more, because now we're supposed to be beautiful and we're supposed to be, you know, high powered and making all the money and all of that stuff. So I get it. There's a lot of expectations, but you are a priority. And I think coming from that mindset of, you know, your health, your needs, your mental health, your physical health, all really are important. And this is also something that I think we need to teach our children, because our daughters are watching how we show up in the world and the decisions that we're making. And if you're always putting your needs last, even above all of theirs, and I'm not saying neglect your kids, but, you know, and I've done it. There are times where their wants and desires are our every whim. And I don't think that's necessary, right? And I don't think it's a really good expectation or a good thing to show them either. You know, we should be modeling healthy boundaries and healthy priorities. I say should, and I don't like using that word, but I think it's something that is helpful to keep in mind, because we often discount ourselves and put ourselves last, but we will do anything for our kids. And, you know, your health and happiness does matter. And showing them that your health and happiness matters is also modeling that very same behavior to them so that when they're in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, that they have healthy boundaries and that they take care of themselves and not sacrifice their health or their well-being at everyone else's expenses. So one of the things to think about is, what is one small step you can take each day that makes you a priority? Again, this doesn't have to be massive, but it does take a little intent in thinking about it. What can get sidelined? What can get put off, right? We don't have to get everything done, and we don't have to be there for everyone for everything. What can you delegate to someone else? What have you been putting off for yourself because there isn't enough time, right? And thinking about what's important to you, how can you use those things that are important to you to decide what you're going to spend your time doing? Okay, so questions, more questions. Look inside at what is important to you, all the things, and pick your top five values, things that are so important to you. And you can make a list of all the things that are important to you and then really try to narrow it down to, what are your top five values? Is health a top value? Is family? You know, is success at work? Whatever those five things are. Next, how can you take small steps towards prioritizing you? Is it 15 minutes to start exercising, going for a walk, calling a friend, connecting with someone? Is it taking an extra 5 minutes in the shower? Is it, you know, whatever it is, having an uninterrupted conversation even, or maybe a coffee date with your spouse? What small things can you do each day to fulfill some of the needs that you have for your own health and happiness? And I think this is really important. Just having that mindset shift of taking time for yourself and prioritizing your needs. If you're entering your 40s, or like me, looking into your 50s now, it's not too late to make your life happy now. So don't just live your life for when you get to do the thing that you want to do. So rather than waiting until the kids have left or when you can retire, because you know what? Tomorrow isn't guaranteed. And we see that all the time. And I think that's another thing that kind of makes us start thinking about these things in our 40s, because we are, you know, experiencing the natural cycle of life. And we're seeing aging parents, we're seeing how they struggle. You know, there's a lot to be learned from watching how someone else has lived their lives, right? So we want to make ours the best. But I don't think waiting until we retire to be happy is probably the best way to go about it, right? We can do something about it now. There are choices that we can make. And those choices, if you're really getting to the heart of the matter, will be better when they're based on things that are important to you. So ladies, my midlife lady friends, start making you a priority and start today. So I hope you liked this podcast. If it's your first time with me, welcome. And I hope you like and subscribe. And I will see you next time.